On this day, 17th August 1921, falls ambush inquest. At the old recorder's court yesterday, the city coroner presided over the inquest on the victims of the July disturbances. Evidence was heard in the case of the late Constable Thomas Conlon, RIC, Springfield Road Barracks, who was shot dead during the ambush of a Crossley tender containing an RIC curfew patrol in Raglan Street on the night of the 9th of July. Sergeant C.P. Clark stated he left Springfield Road Barracks in a Crossley tender along with Sergeant Hanley and five constables. About 11:50 p.m., they entered Raglan Street from Panton Street. Witness noticed the street was very dark, there being only one street lamp lighted. The car was about 20 yards past the illuminated lamp when witness heard a shot behind them. The whole street in front was lighted up by the flashes from rifles and revolvers. Constables Rogan and Golden and myself immediately opened fire on the attackers while the remainder of the party jumped out and lay behind the car. Just then, Constable Hogan said, "Sergeant, they have got me." About the same time, I observed Constable Conlon, who was in a kneeling position at the side of the car, drop his rifle and fall forward. Special Constable Charles Dunn, the driver, was hit in the side. Sergeant Clark continued, "Our position at this juncture was desperate." I then heard a voice calling out, "Number one section, burn the car." We immediately opened rapid fire to prevent one party from coming in on us and the other from getting near the car, as had the car been set alight, Constable Hogan would have been burned alive. Subsequently, we were able to get a telephone message through to the police office, and in a few minutes, assistance arrived. Then we found Constable T. Conlon dead, and Constable Hogan and Special Constable Dunn wounded, specials charged with sectarian murder. Six B-class specials who had been in military custody since June in connection with the shooting of Joseph Hayden, a farmer of Gort Fad, Glebe, County Tyrone, and had been handed to the civil authorities, will be formally charged at a special court in Derry. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, this inquest report concerned the so-called Raglan Street ambush of an RIC patrol by the Belfast IRA in response to IRA intelligence that the RIC murder gang had planned to assassinate IRA members in reprisal for the murder of a policeman in Union Street. Sergeant Christy Clark was later shot dead by the IRA. Meanwhile, the IRA continued to enforce the Doyle-Aaron boycott of Belfast firms enacted the previous year in retaliation for the shipyard expulsions.